Five centuries ago, in taverns and public houses across Europe, the masses would gather for discussion and debate over the latest ideas sweeping the land. From one such meeting place, a small Cambridge inn called the White Horse, the Reformation came to the English-speaking world. Carrying on the tradition, welcome to the White Horse Inn.
We are going to, once again, be taking your calls tonight. It's a little bit of a potpourri, so get your questions ready. Anything, really, that is sort of along the lines of the sort of things that we talk about on the White Horse Inn. And if you don't regularly listen to the White Horse Inn, you should. We hope that you'll make a resolution, 1997, to listen more to the White Horse Inn. And yes, gives you an energy boost. All kinds of happy things happen when you listen to the White Horse Inn regularly. Dental work is covered, and we highly recommend it. If you listen tonight for the first time, however, this is not what we usually do. We usually go through a book of the Bible, or we have various topics. Tonight it's going to be a little bit more lighthearted as we look over the past year, and we're very excited about some of the things that have happened. We want to be a little bit lighthearted later on in the program. In fact, we have our resolutions for 1997. That should be kind of interesting. Highlights of 1996 we want to go over as well. In fact, Kim and Rod, this really has been quite a remarkable past year, hasn't it?
Really has.
And nobody can hear you, Rod, when you nod. Rod hasn't gotten the radio thing down yet.
I'm working at it, though, and it's better than it used to be.
That's true.
Better than it used to be. Yeah, the gathering back at Cambridge near Harvard was one of the ones that I think we probably should spend a little time on tonight. I think that was significant. Probably most of our listeners are already familiar with the Cambridge Declaration and have read it or run into it in periodical write-ups. But that was one significant thing for the year that bears some...
Last spring, for those who haven't heard about it, a number of us gathered together, about 100, in fact... gathered together in Cambridge, Massachusetts, in Harvard Square, and we met there for a few days in order to draft a document called the Cambridge Declaration, and also to talk about the need for a second Reformation. And one of the things that struck me about the meeting was, it was, I think, the most broadly representative group I've seen thus far of people who aren't necessarily normally from Reformation confessions, who were nevertheless so concerned about the state of the church, they said this is the only direction.
Yeah, that's the sort of thing that you can't predict.
Yeah.
But the situation is so desperate in much of American evangelicalism that I was surprised to see some of the people who were there. Because
it was good to see other people as part of the discussion. There were Southern Baptists, Congregational, Evangelical, Free, along with the Reformed and Lutherans. It was amazing to see everybody get together and equally concerned about the decline of the gospel and evangelicalism.
And really, we should mention some of the people who were a part of it. You had the president of Southern Baptist Seminary, the head of Bible Study Fellowship, R.C. Sproul, James Boyce, of course, the chairman, and David Wells. It was quite a broadly representative group. You had the speaker for the Lutheran Hour, and a couple of professors from Concordia. So it was very exciting. There were a lot of late night discussions talking about ubiquity.
Inside joke.
A Lutheran Reformed debate.
Spit word.
About 500 years old, in fact. What are some other things that have happened over this past year?
Oh, I think you've had a rather interesting year at Yale.
Yeah, it's been very exciting. It's so fascinating to see what is happening there, and I'm able to get a little bit of work done. I'm glad with the book, In the Face of God.
In the Face of God,
coming out. That's been terrific, going into its second printing.
Well, this is the year
really?
Also.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
This is the year also you became Dr. Horton.
That's right.
Well, and you're about to become Dr. Riddlebarger.
Lord willing.
Yeah, we both finished our doctoral work, and as Rod has been commending us, Robert Godfrey has said there are two kinds of dissertations, brilliant ones and finished ones.
Right, right.
And so Rod has been urging us to finish our dissertations. Also, Shane Rosenthal, our producer, became a father, along with Heidi Rosenthal. They required both of them, and they are proud parents of a little girl.
Generation X plus one.
That's right. So, I mean, there's been personally and in terms of Cure's activities. It's been quite an eventful year.
Is that child an innkeeper yet?
Not yet. I think he's just a friend.
Oh.
Not quite an innkeeper.
Just thought I'd ask.
One day an architect. One thing that we have to say is we have no apologies for not taking ourselves too seriously. We poke fun at ourselves, and we poke fun at some of the things going on in the church today, not because it's an end in itself, but because it really, if we didn't laugh, we would cry sometimes.
Yep. And our own denominations included.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. And that's why we have come up with these resolutions, the following resolutions, and we are very solemn about this, as we often are solemn on this program. First, our first resolution for 1997, to not be so critical.
Nah.
Okay. Nine, to get the precious moments people to finally put out the Dad Rod figurine.
That is so long overdue.
Why haven't they done it?
He is a perfect model for a precious
moments figurine. I don't understand why they haven't done that yet. Yeah. Eight, to never again stand up at a Promise Keepers meeting and yell, "Hey, look over there, a chick."
So gauche.
Seven. Yeah, never do that. To renew Dad Rod subscription to Wesleyan Woman.
Just spit coffee all over the table.
Shane did that, and I got on every nutty mailing list in America. People sell those lists.
If you want his address to put him on a lame publication, give me a call.
No. Took me forever to get off those lists.
Number six. To stop using whoopee cushions at the Toronto Vineyard.
Boy, that could start
a whole new movement.
A whole new movement.
Five. To stop going to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses. Number four. To be more respectful of elderly Lutheran theologians on the radio.
When are we going to start doing that?
How about number three? To stop sending Hickory Farms gift packs to Bill Bright during his widely publicized 40-day fast.
There we go.
You never should do that.
Never send Hickory Farms
gift packs to people on a fast.
Too much temptation.
To make our Reformed splinter group more ecumenical by acknowledging the Orthodox Old Calvinistic Dutch Reformed Church Friesland Synod as genuinely monotheistic.
How generous of you.
Or here's why last, again on our Reformed side, to provide optional mauve, teal, or dusty rose pullovers for our worship leaders.
Here's one for the Lutheran Church I belong to. We resolve to give up our peculiar Lutheran Church Missouri Synod liturgical distinctives in the name of seeker sensitivity. No more oompa bands, lederhosen, accordions, blood pudding, or marching drills will be found in our churches.
Oh, folks, we'll get in line 1-888-52-TALKS. And let's start with Perry Morton in Austin, Texas. How are you doing? Or Kirby Morton. Are you there, Kirby? Kirby?
It's Terry.
Terry. Oh, well, that's probably why. Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, Terry, what's your question?
Hey, just a comment. Wanted to call and thank you guys for the show and tell you how much it's helped me just to really crystallize and clarify just a lot of theological issues.
Oh, great.
And I really appreciate you guys a lot.
Well, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot for your support.
Appreciate that.
I won't say anything about Texas. It's New Year's.
We have a lot of friends in Texas, Austin and Dallas and Houston, and we really do appreciate our friends in Texas.
Well, we appreciate everyone who's supported the program through the years, and yep. I think a lot of support amazes me how much we get from cities where you don't have historic Reformation emphasis.
Right. And where you wouldn't
places
expect
like Seattle.
The Northwest, if you measure by church attendance, the Northwest of the U.S., for years has been the most pagan area of the country. Now, why exactly we pick up per capita more White Horse Inn listeners in that area, I'm not sure, but I think that's a good thing.
Well, I'm surprised we get people who support who are from areas that aren't traditionally bastions of Reformation theology. I think that's really interesting.
Well, you even think of California, Southern California.
What is Southern California historically?
Well, I think it's Disney.
I mean,
it's that's sort of our denomination.
I see. 1952.
That's right.
I see.
And yet, what's real remarkable is there is so much excitement about getting together and thinking about Reformation truth and working through the implications. I remember Alistair McGrath, when we brought him over from Oxford, and he spoke at Hollywood Presbyterian, and he said, man, if this Reformation theology stuff can work in Hollywood, it can work anywhere.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
And that's really true. It's that sort of thing. Suler in Philadelphia, how are you?
Pretty good. Just finally, I was able to stay awake one night and actually hear that you guys are alive again. It's wonderful.
Great.
Just wanted to thank you guys so much for this year. You guys have really meant a lot to me.
Wow.
You've been in our prayers. My wife and I have prayed for you frequently. I mean, we make photocopies sometimes of your, some articles just to give to somebody to let them know, just to give them a flavor. And they're like so excited that, they hear now the radio, and they're just blessed beyond belief. And, everyone is just over here that I know is just like getting White Horse in crazy.
And Suler, don't.
And I think they keep asking me, when is Rod Rosenblatt going to come out in a bikini or something?
But
we want them to support the White Horse Inn.
But what do you think about the Precious Moments people finally putting out the Dad Rod figurine?
I think that's beautiful.
Isn't that an idea whose time has come?
It's a sentimental value.
Yes.
It's an idea whose time has come.
I can only imagine. I don't think I've ever seen one, but this does not sound good.
Raul, hello. How are you?
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
From New York.
Hey, Raul.
How you doing?
All right.
Am I on the air?
You are.
Listen, I want to thank you guys. I've been listening to you guys for about 5 or 6 months now, and you've really changed the direction of my walk in Christ. I'm a recovering Assemblies of God Christian, and I went to Promise Keepers last year, and there was just something not right with it, and a lot of Mormons there, and Jehovah's Witnesses, and Roman Catholics, and they're leaving these conferences the same way, and something just turned me off. I mean, we have to go strictly by doctrine. We have to know the Word of God, and I read your book, Michael, In the Face of God, and I couldn't put it down. I only wanted to highlight the important stuff, and I ended up highlighting the whole book. It's very, very good, and I got Beyond Promises by Hagopian and Wilson here.
Great book.
I've got some Packer, all kinds of Packer books, and I want to thank you guys for really, really ministering to me. The only beefaroni I got with you guys is that sometimes, I'm not too bright, and there's people out there that aren't as bright as I am, and even people, sometimes you guys get too intellectual, and I wish I could understand more,
You keep listening, and you will. You'll be amazed at how quickly you catch on.
Yeah.
And our goal is to pull people up, to get the average Christian layman so that you're comfortable with average theological discourse.
And you keep reading the books that you're reading right now, and you'll be amazed what happens.
It's not IQ. It's not level intellectual level. It's familiarity. And since we don't get this diet very often out in the larger culture, even in the Christian culture, it takes a while to get used to. Stay with it. Keep on listening. Is this Pat Robertson?
No, this is Bill.
Oh, okay.
I could be Pat.
No, that's...
Listen, I see someone with the ulcer. No, I'm just kidding.
We do draw a certain kind of listener.
How are you, Bill?
Just kidding. I was raised a Mormon and got saved when I was 16, 17 years old, and since then become a follower more of a Reformed doctrine of the Calvinist movement, maybe. And I really thank you guys for strengthening that doctrine, a Reformed doctrine. We really need you on the air. And is it true that I hear that Alice Cooper got saved?
I mean, it's Alice Cooper's a believer goes to a...
That's what I understand.
In fact, he shows up at the Ligonier conferences with R.C. Sproul and company, incognito, doesn't make a big deal out of it.
Right.
And I really commend R.C. and others for letting him sort of have his space and come as a quiet observer. Oh, Frank.
Yes.
Good evening.
Two things. Number one, I commend and applaud the emphasis on justification and the basic doctrine. I was raised in the Assemblies of God, and there was not an emphasis on those things. And I really, through you, have gained a whole new appreciation for... The heavy, they're not really that heavy. They're essential, actually, but they are, in fact, heavy. I don't know how to say this. The essential doctrines of the Christian faith.
Right on.
Let's talk to, it says Pat Robertson here.
This is Pat. Amen. Is this Mike?
Yes, it is.
Mike and Rod. Is Rod there?
He is.
Brother Rod, amen. How are you? Hallelujah.
Have you spent time with Rod?
For years, Rod worked with me here at the 700 Club. Before Rod came, it was the 699 member club. He was number 700. Amen.
Pat, how are the vitamin sales going?
Fantastic. I believe we're outdoing Shackley right now. I have taken so many B vitamins, I'm yellow. It's amazing what these vitamins will do. And if you sell them and then sign someone up, you make a lot of money. Hallelujah. God blesses that way.
Pat, I know this is old news. We've already discussed this on many occasions in private, about a couple years old. But you know that hurricane, it's all about the hurricane that you prayed away from Virginia Beach. But Pat, it hit Long Island.
Well, Long Island has some sin. And for years, I'd said there aren't many people in Long Island joining up, and I sent that sucker over there and blew the drawers off those. And you know, five people called after that and said, "Yo, Pat, don't do that again." So we accomplished something great that day, and I was amazed. Hold on, wait, there's somebody right now. Mike, there's someone with a pain. It's a severe pain. It's in the back. It's growing. Mike, it's strong. It's me. Ow!
Hey,
who
Pat.
Is that?
Hey, Pat, this is Kim Riddlebar. I want to know why you have risque programming on the Family Channel like Johnny Carson.
Kim, we consider Johnny to be, we actually think he's a Christian. We really do. He made a donation. I think he's born again. I wanted to interview him, and he said no, but God bless you anyway.
Well,
right there.
Was it Gesundheit or God bless you?
A simple God bless you or an amen or maybe a donation.
Well, that's a surefire sign.
Clearly.
Pat, where's Ben these days?
Ben is, I believe, in Israel right now. He's, I think he's toting a pistol. I'm not sure. He's giving tours, and they're actually over there, and I'm not sure. That's a roundabout way of saying I don't have a clue. I really don't. Ben is just out there, and I won't mention the Harvest Crusade. We could do something else. Maybe we could tone that down and win your endorsement. I don't know. We could just maybe call it a crop duster crusade. Or
something light.
A watering crusade. Maybe not harvest. Maybe not quite a weed pulling crusade. A lawn mowing crusade, maybe.
Yeah, we get the idea, Pat. It's sort of going in that direction. It's something we could definitely talk about. We're listening to the calls tonight, and we do appreciate your calls, both positive and negative. That's what we're looking for. And let's go now to, goodness, it says James Dobson in Colorado?
Mike, I was hoping you wouldn't use my last name.
I'm sorry about that.
But you already have let the cat out of the bag. So I guess I might as well just come clean.
Do you listen to the White Horse Inn?
Mike, I tell you, I'm hesitant to say this, and I know I've said this on my own broadcast a number of times, but I think that your show may very well be the most important show that's on radio today. And don't quote me on that, and I know you're not recording this.
No, it won't be used in any kind of public forum at all. No.
Of course not. But, I tell you, you guys really, you get right down to it. And I'm just amazed by what you do. And Dad Rod there.
He sure is.
Boy, he's a piece of work, isn't he? I tell you what, that's some character. He's quite a man. He was a number of months I counseled him.
Well, did it help?
You just can't straighten out a piece of rebar like that. He's a character, but I was going to bring something up, but that wouldn't be good.
Dr. Dobson, do you ever foresee a time when you know you will have fulfilled your mission, and you know you get up some morning and say, "Hey, you know, we focused on the family long enough. Maybe I'll pick up parasailing or."
Well, we've thought about focusing on hand guiding for some time. But we're going to stick with the family. We're going to stay with that family. And I want to encourage any parents out there of little children right now that are just saying, you know, Dr. Dobson, I'm just so frustrated and so terribly frustrated with my child. And they're going through puberty and having a difficult time with that. And I'm not sure if I have a boy or a girl or a he or a she or a shim or something in there. I just want to say to those parents, just don't lose heart and stay with it. And if you have to call the babysitter and let that person take care of those bratty little snot-nosed kids, and go out and have yourself a nice meal or something, because, boy, I tell you, that can be difficult. And I know it's very difficult raising children. And
Do you think we should leave them more often alone?
No, I think you ought to put them in your hip pocket and take them everywhere you go. Just sew the child to yourself.
What's your focus for 1997?
97, the focus, Mike, and I'm glad you asked me that question, because that is such a pertinent question because of where America is today and what we're going through. And it's a vital question, and I wish more people would ask the question what our focus is going to be in 97.
And?
So much. So many questions could be answered if we would answer that one question right there. That one question would solve a host of problems.
That's tremendously
really
helpful.
Get the church off the dime, that question of what we're going to focus on, because I believe that really is the core. That is the very heart and soul. And I hope that Christians United for Reformation can answer that question, because I sure can't.
I'm not going to either. Are you planning on running for office?
I'm thinking about running for I'm just thinking. But no, I'm not announcing anything for any candidacy. But I certainly am. I'm praying for a wife for you, Mike. Right? I get on our knees every night.
Hoping that I'll focus on my family.
That God, that's right. We just find that special woman for you.
It's going to have to be.
Yeah, that's right. Very special. We emphasize that special because we know that...
unusual.
Yeah, very unusual. Downright weird. Okay, look, God, we're praying for a freak. I need for Mikey right now. Boy, I tell you, we keep our eyes open, and we keep thinking about that.
I can't think of a better note to end on. Thanks a lot for the call. We appreciate it.
And Mike, as I've always said, if you're out here in Colorado, don't see us, okay?
Okay. Thanks a lot for calling in, Carrie.
Yeah.
Good evening. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Irvine, and this is the first time I've called in on a radio program.
Ah, you're calling from the sovereign state of Irvine.
Yeah, and actually...
I live in Woodbridge. It's an unusual city.
Yeah, Rod, do you remember me? This is Carrie Jarrett calling.
Hi, Carrie.
I graduated from Christ College, and I wanted to order my figurine.
Carrie.
Yes.
No, seriously, you guys, I've been listening to you for a couple of years, and although I was raised in a Lutheran home, and I guess I was kind of a spoiled kid, but as I went through my whole college thing, I went out to other churches, and I came up empty, and your program, I heard Rod on there. I thought, him I will listen to. And, you know, if you guys, God is just using you to show, to, at least for me and people who I have talked to, they understand what Christ meant when he said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly.
Good.
It's true, you know, we understand that he's done the whole thing, that we can really enjoy this life because our salvation is secure.
Yay.
We don't take ourselves so seriously,
That's
do we?
That's right. Yeah. So God bless you and keep up the good work.
Thanks,
Gary.
I'll be tuning in.
All right, thanks a lot for the call. I can't believe this. We have Bill in Washington, D.C.,
Hello, am I talking to Mike Horton? Is this you, Mike?
Yeah, it is.
It's the president.
Oh, is it really?
Oh, you bet. I tell you, I'm a, you know, Hillary and I are just faithful listeners. I tell you, ever since we came to the White House, we have just been tuning in to you and to Kim and Rod and just all you. Just,
you and Hillary both listen.
Oh, absolutely. It's about the only thing we do together, but we do it.
Well, you know, I know it's kind of crazy to do this sort of on the fly. Is there any way that she could maybe channel Luther or Calvin for us?
I hear she's
actually been talking to Zwingli.
I believe.
I ran out of the bedroom, let me tell you.
That's some scary stuff there.
I did. It was pretty scary. Some freakish things were happening in there, I tell you. I had to get out, but... I'm pleased to call in and want to offer my words of encouragement to you guys, because I believe of all the things that are happening on the radio today and talk radio, your show is probably, and I mean this sincerely, and I know I've said this to so many other radio stations, but I mean it when I say it to you. It's just, you are premier. You are the core of what's happening, and I think that CURE, I think that what's happening there is just absolutely fantastic. And I, you know,
Mr. President, would you be willing to give us some fundraising tips?
I would. Now first off, you need to build a bridge
to the
to
future.
Asia.
Yeah. Now I personally have built a bridge to Indonesia.
Yeah, right. You sure have.
Yeah,
you sure enjoy shooting the rapids or looking for whitewater anyway.
Yeah, I tell you, I don't mention whitewater much, but what I do recommend, though, is that you keep a good file on everyone. That's always good. And what files you don't have?
You can get from the FBI.
Yeah.
Have you happened to read Rod's file?
You know, I would, but I think I'd be arrested myself. Rod, you old dog, you.
Those were in the old days, though.
That's right. Those were the. What do you Christians say? Those were the BC days.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah. Well,
you know, it has been just terrific having you on. We look forward to having you on again sometime in the future.
I would be honored. So let's keep it in the hat there. Of course, as long as I'm in the White House, I would hopefully I'll be there for a few more years. But who knows, huh?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows? Hey, you know, I can't believe this is just one right after the other. We have a Jerry in Lynchburg. Now, who would Jerry in Lynchburg be?
Amen. Amen.
Is this Jerry Falwell?
Jerry Falwell right here.
You've got to be joking.
That's right. That's right. I wanted to come on the air, and I'm confronting the three of you. I've said this before. I'm going to say it again. You're taking away from my fundraising foundation. I tell you what, you're stealing my cash cows.
Aren't you millions in the hole right now?
I'm millions in the hole and going millions deeper. And I want you people to knock it off. You're taking away my money. Your ministry's growing. Mine's shrinking. I cannot believe it. I don't want this to happen. I want everybody right now, no matter where you are, I want you to get on a bus and come to Liberty University. We're beginning Sunday school classes Monday through Friday.
At your university.
At my university. Absolutely.
Training the University of Christ. The University of Lifelong Learning.
The University of Lifelong Living, Learning, Loving, everything everything you can name. It's all happening under this roof here. I can't think of a better place to be in the 90s. And you want to join before Jesus comes. Amen. You want to get here right now.
What would happen if you joined after?
Well, I'm afraid... these old sneakers would be empty. Amen. These old wingtips wouldn't have anything in them. Amen.
Jerry,
we all want a reformation. I want a reformation. You want a we all want a reformation. And I'm going to reform my hair. This hair of mine needs a good cut.
Well, Jerry, we hope that you get that cut. And we hope that things get better for you out there in Lynchburg. Is R.C. Sproul from Orlando? Is this R.C. Sproul?
Michael Horton, is this, am I talking to Mike?
Yes, it's great to hear your voice. How you doing, R.C.?
Well, I'm so amused as I listen over the air and hear all of these personalities calling in. You have quite a number of friends there, and quite a show.
Well, how does it feel to be associated with other Reformation-minded people such as us?
Oh, it's amazing, you know. It's just amazing to know that you're out there. Because who knew that there were more people that held and think along the lines of the Reformation? It's amazing.
Well, it's great.
Absolutely amazing.
It's great to know you're out there. You and Rod actually have golfed together, haven't you? Putting together a golf video?
Rod and I both. I've put together a video titled Putting Your Way to Success. He wanted to call it Driving Your Way to Millions, but I said, no, that's outlandish.
Well,
you
I think
call it that.
In the
you can't say that.
In the
we won't drive our way to millions. We'll put our way there.
Don't you think in the 90s, too, really, the bottom line is people are putting rather than driving?
People are putting. This is the putting. The baby boomers are putting. And I think putting is much more seeker-friendly. And I don't mean to say I've gone that way. I'm not there. I haven't gone overboard or anything like that.
R.C., you don't know any more about this culture than Dr. Godfrey knows about it, nor I know about it.
No, I don't. But I know that you can't swing a golf club. But I had to duck for my life.
Well, it's terrific that you called in. We're absolutely delighted to hear from you tonight.
Absolutely.
And if the real R.C. Sproul finds out that we pulled this stunt, he's going to...
He's going to call in.
He's going to call in.
Absolutely. Tell you.
Steve, this is Steve Bridges from Clean Comedian. Steve, it is great, as always, to have you on. And thanks for putting up with our antics.
Yeah.
Steve, what a lot of you don't know out there who have heard Steve Bridges before... is we were roommates, and he will vouch for the fact that I was the cleanest roommate he ever had.
Really?
Oh, fastidious, I think, or whatever the word was.
What happened in the meantime?
Yeah, what happened?
We visit your house, Mike. What took place?
I think it's the influence, really, frankly, the influence of the Lutherans. I really do.
Not just general entropy.
No.
That's right. The Lutherans messed you up, man. Because you were so neat.
There are other words for it.
I had civilizations growing in the in the cooler.
Well, cultures.
Steve, it's great to have you on. We hope you have a great happy new year.
Yes, and same to you, gentlemen.
All right, take care.
Thanks so much.
Steve Bridges from Clean Comedians.
The White Horse Inn is a listener-supported broadcast. For more information about supporting our efforts, give us a call at 1-800-890-7556. That's 1-800-890-7556. You can also visit us online at whitehorsein.org. That's whitehorsein.org.